Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
And we've got David Slack on the line. How are you, David? Good morning.
Never better, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Good to hear.
I used to have this guy when I worked at the public bar of the Brunswick Arms when I was a student in Wellington. He'd come in every evening, big wharfy guy. He'd get a taxi cab to there because he was such a responsible drinker. And he'd come in, and as he walked in, everybody would say, "How are you?" Just like, "Cheers, how are you, Norm?" He'd say, "Yeah, never better."
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's such a good response. Never better. Oh, don't you love people like that? Well, we're not talking about great things, are we? We've got a bit of an ACT story.
Yeah, they have noticed that there might be an opportunity to push their ideology into another corner of our life, and that is in the local body sphere. Because, as we know, people are not voting in the numbers they once did. Not that they were ever that marvellous, but the participation has fallen ever more. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason Wayne Brown ended up becoming mayor last time. He had a campaign that understood that not all that many people can be bothered voting. So if you just target the bit that you like and really get them out, you might get yourself a mayor elected, even though most people, when they hear it, will say, "How the hell did that happen?"
Totally.
And that's precisely how it came to pass. And there's a sort of a tacit acknowledgement by ACT in their advertising of this very fact when they kind of contort it around to present it as a problem that they've nobly come to solve. And that is to say that let me get their exact quote so I can use. Oh yes, councils won't change unless good people step up, which of course is what a lot of people say in lamenting, hand-wringing conversations all the time about this.
Totally.
As you also notice that most people, if they're asked, "Would you consider standing? Would you consider taking part?" Thank God, no. I'd rather have my eyes poked out. It is a thankless job, and it also attracts all kinds of egotists and people with hobby horses, and alongside, I hasten to add, very admirable people with a great public civic conscience.
Mm.
But it's vulnerable. And that's what ACT has noticed, that it's vulnerable. And so they're saying, we need get good people to step up. So come and join us. And it's looking for candidates right across New Zealand. And what you see, and I should explain that the reason I'm describing all of this is because I got some of their advertising this week. And I was struck for the first time by just how slick the machine is that they've made for all of this. And when you go and have a look at the website, you can see that they've written the talking points that they can jam into the mouth of every person who puts their hand up and says, "Yes, I'd like to be an ACT candidate for the local body in whatever part of the country I live in." And if you present yourself and you're that kind of LinkedIn personality.
That's such a good phrase for that. A LinkedIn person.
Yeah, they will kit you up fully with the whole campaigning palaver, and you'll get yourself put onto a flyer that goes into the mailbox of all the voters, and it will be presented with all of the ACT branding that we're so familiar with, and it will use all the lines we're so familiar with. And and if you look at the website, what they've done is they've taken, if we take the example of Auckland, where you've got candidates for councillor for Auckland Council across the various wards, you'll see that one candidate is saying this, another candidate is saying this, but they're all variations on the same theme. So the one that really made my eyeballs bulge was the candidate here in North Shore, from where I speak to you, Millie.
Oh, wow.
Ending the war on cars. By holding Auckland Transport to account and putting an end to countless cycleways, loss of parking, road narrowing, and inappropriate traffic calming. And you think, oh, well, this woman, for her name is Helena Rosa, really cares about this, I can see, and she clearly hasn't given it much thought also, I can see. But then I have a look at the other ones, and I can see that they're saying, you know, the same thing, and it's the same wine in new bottles. Opposing Auckland Transport's anti-motorist proposals and instead advocating for better accessibility for commuters, such as having more parking at the Hibiscus Coast bus station. You have another one, another candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Different words, same sentiment. Anti-car proposals, such as narrowing roads, more speed bumps and unnecessary speed limits. Takapuna and the CB have shown this does not work. So, what you got here, what it becomes apparent is, it's not so much a roster of candidates as a catalogue of ideology franchisees. You get yourself, you sign yourself up and you get to take part in the ACT franchise, and they'll give you all the words, and you just have to put on your best makeup for the photo.
Yeah, you get the badge and the booklet.
Yeah.
And then you're away laughing, pretty much.
You got it.
Oh, that's shocking. That feels a bit underhand, but I guess it is totally legal. When you think about
It's entirely permissible. And this is not to say that other parties don't do a bit of this too.
Where
there's a standard billboard across the country and there's a standard tagline like National Get It. I can't even remember how they put it now, but it was Get Us Back on Track in some form, which is clear, no doubt giving everybody a hollow laugh now as they look at the unemployment. But I digress. The what we see here with ACT is advancing that whole spurious notion that you can fix all of the problems by making councils concentrate just on what they call the bread and butter, the basics, and not the fancy fripperies. And it's such bullshit. When they talk about, for example, cycleways and as indulgences. The share of spending on those things, even when you factor in that very often if such a thing is done, they take advantage of the fact that the road is uncovered to shove in a whole lot of other infrastructure stuff like water mains and power and other stuff. It's still a tiny fraction, not even 1% of council spending. So the notion that anything will meaningfully change if you just stop people doing this is bullshit.
Totally.
And the further bullshit is that we have ended up with this huge crisis of delayed infrastructure spending, particularly on stormwater and sewerage, and exactly why we got three waters, because councils kept other councils also embracing this kind of idea of let's keep rates down. Have said, oh no, we're not going to spend money on this. The poor ratepayer can't afford this. We'll kick the can down the road. $170 billion is roughly how much of that spending ended up being kicked like a can down the road because people were scared of doing that. Things cost what they cost. We need to do things, and we need to recognise that. Just as we were talking the other day about tax and other spheres, that the cost of having a decent country and a decent society and a decent community and a decent neighbourhood and a decent infrastructure is that we all share the costs. And it means there isn't as much to spend on other things, but that can be okay. You know, we live with this idea of wanting to have all the nice things, and that is how ACT and National advance the argument that you've worked hard for this money, you should get to keep it so that you can, you know, spend it on those nice things. Well, hang on. How about we hold off on a few of those nice things and get the basic, get the shared things right first, the hospitals and the education and the roads and the community facilities. Get those working properly, and then look at what we've got left, and you'll find there is still stuff left, and then have the nice things. And, you know, it's simple enough when you look at it that way, but it gets dressed up as the poor, hard-working Kiwi is being asked to keep forking out for these things, and we're going to save him. And it's bullshit.
But it does just cost money. It does just cost money, infrastructure. And, you know, it's going to get us out of that place where we're kind of 10 steps behind at all times.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's perfectly human for a council to look at the big money they're going to spend on something that's just pipes under the road that nobody will ever admire.
Poor pipes under the road.
And say, we're going to get no thanks for this. But that's how it's got to work. And I kind of have this idea that we've kind of fragmented a lot from the kind of society we once had, which was, if you like, the working bee culture, where everybody would come along on a Saturday morning to help on the school swimming pool or the footy ground or something, and they would get to know their neighbours, and they would work with their neighbours, and they would talk with their neighbours. And people kind of understood where everybody else was, and they had a feeling that the community was all in it together. Now, I don't want to get too bloody romantic about it. People have always been with each other, but wary of one another and argued. But we've got so little of that cohesion now that there's much less commitment to the idea of working as a community and, for example, putting yourself up to be on the council and coming along and voting for the council. And it's all of that that's being exploited here by ACT. And what will happen if we don't get out and vote for people who are not ACT is that they will take over these councils and they will do the same kind of thing that they've been trying to do in central government, and we will be the poorer for it, because a community that doesn't offer those things like experiments with zero carbon emission policies and more community support and making the community a place to live in is going to be a wretched one. And they will happily do it, but we'll regret it.
It sure is. We've got someone that said we need some saboteurs to sign up as candidates. Are you going to put your hand up, David?
right now, because the deadline for candidates enrolling for the elections is over now.
Oh, no, we've got to wait 3 years.
But I tell you what is worthwhile, and that is various, and I've seen various people doing it already, and I'm intending to do it as well, and that is to make a very clear roster of who in your list of candidates is good and who's not, in terms of, you know, is this an ACT franchisee or not? I mean, it will actually have ACT there, but it won't necessarily be as clear as it might be, and some of them I think are maybe not going to be quite as noisy about it as they could be, and to that extent it would help if we say, hell no, not that one.
Sneaky.
For example, here in the North Shore Ward, it was easy enough for the last few elections for me. I could vote for Chris Darby and Richard Hills and know that things were going to be progressive, but Chris Darby's not standing in this new one, and Richard Hills is, and that's terrific. But of the others, one's the aforementioned Helena Rosa, and I obviously won't vote for her. But the two or three others aren't all that inspiring either. So that's a bit of a worry. There's one marginal one, but, you know, that's exactly the problem. We've got that community spirit has dwindled, and here we are.
We were chatting with Desley about the local elections on Tuesday, Desley Simpson, and so many people were like, it's such an archaic system, why do I have to find a post box? But I think it's our civic duty to find a post box, by the sound of what you're talking about today, David.
Well, if all else fails, find a library. The library has always been, I'm saying this blindly, I don't know if they will in fact be a
I think they are, and they? Some supermarkets.
And actually, those are words to live by. Find a library.
Find a library.
That is one of those community things we've got that are really valuable and are not a mall and are a place where you can gather and you don't have to pay money. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and we have precious few of them, but they are really good for the community experience and cohesion.
It sure is. Well, thank you so much for that, David. That was, as always, a very fun chat. And I hope you find a library today.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. Good luck with that voting in the local election. Sounds like you've got a tough one.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.